And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The massive societal problems associated with opioid abuse and addiction have been well documented in recent years, but here's one that needs a lot more attention: the role our prisons and jails play in making things worse. As NC Policy Watch investigative reporter Lynn Bonner explained in a recent must-read story, North Carolina prison and jail inmates are overdosing at exponentially higher rates than the general public when they get released. Researchers report that because addicted people are forced off opioids cold turkey while in jail, many go right back to the dosage levels they were ingesting beforehand when they get released, and the result is often a disastrous overdose. Part of the solution, medical professionals say, is to allow incarcerated people to access medically assisted therapy that involves a prescription of drugs like methadone. And while correction officials voice concern about inmates wrongfully passing the prescribed drugs on to others, experience in other states shows this problem can be addressed. The bottom line, North Carolina should implement this life-saving therapy as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.